had one with color film and one with black and white. They had asked me to come over here to a PTA meeting one night and make some pictures. And some means or other, I lost my cameras. I had them in the paper bag together. And Bonnie was so worried about it, and so she said the home demonstration, she got with the women in the home demonstration club and secretly were going to present me with a camera. And they were going to come in here and surprise me. And when they got out asking people for a little money to help on it and things like that, everybody that could hear of it said, well, I want a part in that. And they began sending money and wanting a part till it got to where they couldn't control it. The party got out of control. They saw they couldn't have it, no house. And then Thelma went to the superintendent and asked him about the schoolhouse, which they got. And the funny part about that was they didn't know how they were going to get me there. And if they did get me there, they were afraid I'd come in my barnyard garb, like something like I have on today. But they worked hard at that thing for a month, but I'm so silly. They could, back then, they could pull anything over, but they pulled so many, they're about to their limit now. But anyway, what I started telling you was about, I didn't know it belonged to so many things, but she had had the children at school as a part of their study to make plaques of all these things belong to. They went clear across from one end of that gym and halfway down the side. And when I finally come to myself and looked at that, I thought, no wonder my house never gets cleaned up. I just don't have too many things. And they had worked so hard that they had a representative from all those things except two, and the snow was so deep they couldn't get them down to, and that was the regional library president from down there, and the president of the Heart Chapter, Appalachian Heart Chapter. And they couldn't get here, but they had somebody representing all these other things.
Those were all the organizations you belonged to, huh?
Oh, it was awful. But they got this boy that was Thelma's husband, because he does barn work at night. So Thelma said they had got them to where they saw what they was going to have to do, and then the next thing was to try to get me to dress up and come over there. And that was the cutest thing, the way they worked that. Thelma said, well, if we can get Raymond, that's her husband, and Walter Taylor in on it, says she'll do anything they ask her to. So Raymond hacked up this cute little thing. He said, come in on Thursday, and they're going to have it Friday night. He said, I'm buying me another little piece of land, and I'm going to have to borrow some money. And he said, I want you to go to Damascus with me tomorrow evening, tomorrow night. He said, I'll talk to Mr. banker. And he said, since I work over day, we can come to his house at night and talk to him. And he said, now, I don't want you to sign any papers. He's always on to me. Don't you ever sign papers for nobody. He said, now, I don't want you to sign any papers. I just want you to tell him you think I'm honest and be a good risk or something. I said, well, I can be glad to tell anybody that. You've been here 14 years and I've never seen a crooked act out of it. I'd be happy to tell anybody you're honest and upright. And another thing, I want to see Combs's house. Two of my school boys built it. I'd seen the outside and I was anxious to get to go see the inside. So that worked beautifully. Me not a golden top. As he got out the door, then he looked back and says, and I guess we better dress up right smart. He said, if we go down there looking like a couple of bums, that man might not listen to us. I said, that's all right. I can dress up. I got plenty of things people give me. And the next day, he called me around after 12 and said, what are you doing? And I said, I'm a sewing. He said, now don't work today till you look all fagged out. Tonight, we've got to look our best. He said, why don't you lay down and rest a while? And I said, well, I will, which I did.
Who's that fine?
And he come in that evening, he said, well, now, you need to go to the barn tonight. You be getting ready or something. He brought in my mail. I sat down and looked at it, and the snow was up pouring. And I decided I just wasn't going to Damascus and it that bad. But